And that piano that was playing in the background was what first introduced me to Ahmad Jamal. And it is a sample of a song called What's New. And, you know, this song was, this was actually one of the first records that I ever bought, and I ended up getting two copies of it. But, yeah, something about that piano just really, really landed for me. And ever since then, you know, Ahmad Jamal in general is an artist or a pianist who always consistently lands for me. So with that, I'm going to play the song that sample came from, What's New, live at the Pershing by the Ahmad Jamal Trio. And I hope that it serves as a great starting point for all of those who have never really listened to Ahmad Jamal. So that was What's New by the Ahmad Jamal Trio. And that song was my introduction to Ahmad Jamal. And I think probably the thing that stood out to me the most as, like, at that point I wasn't really into jazz yet, but there's a certain finesse and refinement to the way that Ahmad Jamal plays that I think even then I knew it's something I should appreciate. And then over the years, it became something that I was solidified in my appreciation. So next, we're going to go to another couple live songs that Ahmad Jamal did. The first one is his version of Lament, but this is a live version or a different live version. And this one is at the Village Gate. It's off of the album At the Top, Poinciana Revisited. It's a great live album. Highly suggested. If you're liking some of this Ahmad Jamal stuff, definitely check that album out. Then we're going to follow it up with a live version of Taboo. That's Taboo live at the Spotlight Cafe off of the album Ahmad's Blues. Every time I get, you know, any new piece of gear into my hi-fi system, that Ahmad's Blues album is like one of the first things that I play. So I will also give, I mean, anything Ahmad Jamal gets a high recommendation from me. Like, that's just automatic. So anyways, we're going to start now with Lament live at the Village Gate. Technical difficulties. Excuse that brief technical difficulty there for 1 second, but you just heard first Lament live at the Village Gate by Ahmad Jamal, and then we heard Taboo live at the Spotlight Club, also by Ahmad Jamal. And I think that one of the cool things about both of those songs is that they kind of highlight his really like finesse and like detailed technical ability, but also show a bit of how he can, you know, really hammer on the piano. I think I may have forgot to mention that Ahmad Jamal is a pianist and he is the band leader for those two songs, all of the next three songs as well. And it's just kind of, I like the way that he is so technical in a lot of his music, but he can also really get on the piano and treat it like the percussion instrument that it is. And, you know, it's just a very cool combination of ways to be on the piano and to show kind of the versatility of jazz and that instrument. So next up, we're going to have The Look of Love, which is an awesome song in general, but I think that this cover is probably my all-time favorite. Off of the same album, we're going to get When I Look in Your Eyes. These songs are actually back to back, so I think it's just great to put them up kind of the way that they were intended to be heard. Tranquility is a fantastic album. And then we're going to follow it up with Wave off of his album The Awakening. And The Awakening is probably Ahmad Jamal's most famous album, owing in part to the sample of I Love Music that is in Nas's song The World Is Yours. But before we think about that, we're going to get back onto this Ahmad Jamal special here on The Other Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. Thank you.
Roxy Max.
Just listening to Wave by the Ahmad Jamal Trio off of The Awakening. Before that, we had When I Look in your Eyes, and then we had the Look of Love, also by the Ahmad Jamal Trio. I am now gonna do the great and honorable peaceful transition from jazz to classical with Garen. We're gonna start the extratonal, I guess, 10 seconds early.
No. You keep talking.
Well, okay, fine. So I guess that is the end of my half show.